there had been so much hype about one show, which probably made great hype in Indian context as well, which was the Burari Dreads, the House of Secrets, which is being broadcasted on Netflix at the moment. I watched the show, and if you have not watched it, I'll say that do give it a watch to understand certain aspects of the human psychology. You'll also get to know about certain things which are very prevalent in the Indian culture. But this podcast is not about that. So, while reading the comments and the reviews and doing my own research, I could figure out and sense one thing, that most of the people related this issue with the mental health. But in my opinion, it is more than that. It is not only about mental health, it was our innermost desire to be certain about things. We humans are wired to have absolute certainty. We want to have total control over certain things in our life, and this is one of the reasons that when someone tells us that, don't worry, I'll take care, don't worry, you take no responsibility because I take your full responsibility. And actually the thing is, we don't trust ourselves fully because we don't know ourselves fully. We are actually very unaware about our own understanding of certain things. So whenever we get a stick, whenever we get a chance to hold on to something which will take away the responsibility from us, we hold it close and dear. We don't want to lose it. I think this is one of the reasons that why people become absolute followers of a particular person, a certain image, probably God, a zodiac sign, a monument, a book, anything. Anything they can cling to, they can hold to, which takes away the responsibility. And as soon as we get the chance to leave it on others, we are wired to accept it. Why do you think people check their sun signs, daily horoscopes, ask pseudo-learned men what's in it in the future for them, what is the greatest, next best thing which is going to happen to them, what about the marriage, and all these daily questions which form part of their own life. And I think this is about adults. If you talk about children usually don't learn what you tell them, they only watch what you do. When they see total surrender from their elders, most of them are bound to do what their elders are doing, irregardless of the rational thinking, the argument, nothing. What matters to them is what is being done by adults, they have to replicate. To know who controls you, just keep a tab, just keep a check whom you aren't allowed to question. You'll get your answer. There are so many things people keep on doing just because they have been asked to. People, sometimes even I get a shock when I watch people in metros, maybe while I'm traveling, I have started observing people. It's complete surrender, total sheeps. Even no sense of individuality, no own personality, just they keep on doing what they have been told to do. I give you a task. Ask yourself, what are some things that I absolutely believe in? And I might get offended if someone questions my stance on it. That's a sign to look deeper, to analyze more. Question the faith. Question the belief. You might get your answer, and you might get to understand from where I'm coming from. If someone from the Santanagar family had gotten the courage to question the authority, to question the belief, to have the faith to believe more in their own capabilities in life, rather than going by the version that was fed to them, there are chances that the end result might have been different. At least for one of them, or maybe for all of them, you never know. But there had to be questioning, there had to be the need and presence of the courage. That's all what I had to say. Give it a chance, take a look deeper, and ask the question which I just mentioned. If you liked the podcast, do hit the like button to support the channel and share it with others to help it grow and to spread the message. That's all what I would say. Vineet Sharma this side. Thank you for listening to the Vineet Sir podcast. Thank you very much.